It's been called a hidden crisis, a silent form of domestic violence that experts say can be just as damaging as physical assault. Financial or economic abuse involves restricting access to money or assets or taking it away. And as Emily Stewart reports, those who are affected often don't get the same support or sympathy shown to other domestic violence victims.
Oh, we've got the snakes and ladders game out, which
This Melbourne woman we've called Lisa has been raising three young children, two with major health problems, with no access to money.
There'd be days where I was could only have this much, or I couldn't go shopping, I couldn't get fuel. Just simple everyday needs that people need, especially when you've got young kids.
Financial or economic abuse occurs when a partner controls the other person's access to money, assets and decision-making to create a dependent relationship. That could mean restricting access to bank accounts, stopping a partner from working or cancelling their credit cards. Jessica Cooten, a research fellow at RMIT who studies financial abuse, says it affects more women than men, with around 16% of Australian women and 7% of men experiencing it in their lifetime.
I think it is a hidden crisis. I think it's really under the radar. It's really hidden because it can be very, very subtle. Because it's so embedded in our daily lives, everyone has to deal with money. You can't eliminate it.
On average, it costs $18,000 to leave an abusive relationship, according to research by the Australian Council of Trade Unions. So restricting access to money is often used as a tool to prevent someone leaving. And Jessica Cooten says financial abuse is usually entwined with other forms of abuse, like physical, emotional or sexual abuse.
It can happen to anybody. So you can be at any age, you could be young, you could be old, you could be highly educated, you could have minimal education. But really it cuts across all those groups.
The Women's Legal Service in Victoria provides legal support and financial counselling to 3,000 women each year. Lawyer Helen Matthews says economic abuse is recognised as a form of family violence under the Family Law Act.
When we see people, it's when the damage has been done, when significant debt's been incurred.
She says a recent review into the Family Law Act didn't go far enough to help sufferers of financial abuse.
I think it's always easier to have people sympathetic or critical of abusers when you're looking at physical violence. It's really something that people have less sympathy for. They find it difficult to understand how people get themselves in that position.
For Lisa, the lack of access to money meant it was very difficult to leave. But she says reaching out for support from community groups made all the difference. And now she's focused on teaching her own children the importance of being financially independent.
My daughter is particularly good at saving, and I'm particularly proud of that I'm teaching them, in a sense, a way to manage money through saving and having good work ethics, which is incredibly important.
Melbourne mother Lisa, ending that report by Emily Stewart.